9:04. Thought for today. I am what I do repeatedly. I am what I do repeatedly. Our wonderful thought for today. Yes, I can take responsibility to say that I am what I do repeatedly. And whatever I do repeatedly, I do it with joy and harmony and peace and love and happiness in my heart. What is it that I do repeatedly? Well, let's just take a few simple things like saying, I breathe. I breathe in, I breathe out. I sense in the wonderful world in which I live, and I breathe and enjoy it, and it makes me feel very happy, very peaceful, very fulfilled. It's a good experience. Yes, isn't it though? If we didn't breathe, we might not be alive. Or is that really true? But that's another story. That's something the absolute philosopher will play with, I'm sure. But I am what I do repeatedly. I say to myself, I am a happy guy, and I'm a happy guy. I say to myself, I'm a sad guy, and I'm a sad guy. What is all that about, for goodness sakes? Why would I say I am a sad guy? Why would I ever say of myself anything in a negative or in a belittling sense? Now, that's something to think about, isn't it? Why would I ever say anything about myself that didn't reflect exactly who and what I am and how wonderful I am? That's a silly thing to do, but we do it, don't we? We say of ourselves that we are not the allness, the totality, the goodness that we are. We say of ourselves that we are not the beauty and the magnificence of who we are. That's what we say of ourselves. And when we say that of ourselves, what are we doing? What are we doing when we say that of ourselves? We are saying that is our reality. And for whatever we proclaim, that is our reality. And when we proclaim that I am good, we are good. If we proclaim I am bad, we are bad. And of course, all those are very relative statements, very relative attitudes, very relative understandings. What does it mean to be good? Well, to be good as we understand it means that it's a happy thing. It means that it does something that brings joy to our hearts. That means our being good means we feel fulfilled, we feel joyous, we feel right, we feel everything is in divine order in us when we say it is good. Now, when we say it is bad, we are saying we are out of sync, we are out of harmony with right action in our universe. That's an interesting thought. Out of sync and out of harmony? That means that everything is out of sync and out of harmony. That our stomach doesn't feel good. Our heart doesn't feel good. Our eyes and our vision is not good. Our breathing is not good. Everything about us is not good, really. But you say, no. I don't have all those things at the same time. Oh, yes, we do. Every time we are out of sync, period, we're out of sync totally. There's no being partly out of sync and partly not out of sync. As the saying goes, you're not a little bit pregnant. When you have this experience, you are totally that. Now, you might not be expressing it in perhaps as difficult a way as you might appear to be in some particular aspect. You may have, say, cancer. Now, cancer is from the thoughts that you're thinking which are inharmonious with your being. If you start saying, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind. And you say that repeatedly, 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 you're putting a cause in motion, and there's no room for anything that is not in your perfect picture of yourself. And whatever is there that might be expressing less than your perfect self, it doesn't get any attention, so it atrophies and goes away. You say, oh, it's not that simple. Doctors work with patients all the time who have cancer, and it's serious. Yes, well, of course it's serious. We keep propounding it and propounding it. We keep building it. We keep exacerbating it. We keep giving it more and more attention, more and more attention, and so it brings about more and more of whatever it is that we are putting into motion. Now, when we put into motion, I like me, 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 oh, you say, that is silly. No. We say, I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick. We propound it. We make it greater. We make it more more all-encompassing in our life. It's a silly thing to do, but we do it. Now, what is it that we want to experience in our life? We want to experience happiness, harmony, peace, love, joy, abundance, wholeness, every good thing. Well, let us put that in our mind. Now, if a thought comes to your mind, oh, my foot hurts. Oh, this cancer that I experienced is eating away at me. Oh, this, oh, that. Stop it. Stop it right now. I am what I repeatedly do. I am what I do repeatedly. I am that. So I am going to say, I am whole and perfect. You say, well, that's just Pollyanna. That is not the truth. It's not the representation of what your body shows forth. That's right. My body shows forth whatever my thoughts have been about my body. Now it's time for me to have my body show forth what I would like to have my body show forth. I would like to have my body show forth its magnificence, its utter joy and peace and wholeness. And the only way it can do that is if I put that thought into motion for my body, for my life, for my being. Oh, come on now, that's just too easy. That's not easy. That's not easy at all. Can you take charge of your thinking time? Do you determine every thought that goes into your mind? Do you read the newspapers and see the sadness that happens here and there, and you take that upon yourself? I wish there was something I could do. Well, there is. Don't give it your attention. But that's not solving the problem by just sticking your head in the sand and not giving your attention. I didn't say don't give it your attention. I said don't give it your attention. Don't give your attention to the negative. Give your attention to its positive. Give your attention to the fact that there is peace on earth, not that there's war. Give your attention to the fact that you live in an ideal world, not in a world that's struggling to find itself. Your attention is wherever you want it to be. Now, where do you want it to be? And what do you want it to express? That's a decision only you can make. What do you want your attention to be on? What do you want your attention to be expressing? What do you want your attention to be living? I am what I do repeatedly. Well, the world is great, and it surely would appreciate our good attention. But let's start with ourselves. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Give that your repeated comment, and you will live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in a harmonious world. This is your own world. Yes? Give that repeated attention, and you will have yourself living in your ideal spirit, mind, body. You'll have yourself living in your ideal world. I live in my ideal world. Now, well, what's the ideal world? Hey, you don't care. Don't put that thought in your mind. You haven't the present power to think about what an ideal world is, because every world you think about is going to have a plus and minus to it. The world that we would like to experience is just a plus world. But the plus and minuses make the world exciting. No, they don't. The pluses are all we need to know, and the minuses give us an opportunity to show that we stay in the pluses. Think about that. The minuses give us the opportunity to realize that we stay in the pluses. We like to use the phrase, you're not being tested, you're being fortified. I thought that was the most beautiful phrase when I heard that, and I still believe it's very nice. We're not being tested, we're being strengthened. We're being strengthened by each of the experiences where we have an opportunity to say, I'm whole and perfect, when the appearance might belie that. We have the opportunity to live in wholeness and peace and power and presence of all that is good and joyous by, I am what I do repeatedly, what I think repeatedly, what I act repeatedly. One woman told me the other day that she had been sober for 28 years, and she was so proud of that. And I thought, what's that to be proud of? She always was sober. She went off for a little while on letting her habits control her, and then she took control of her habit again, and now she's in. Now, was it the habit, the alcohol that was her reality? or was her reality the idea that she was master of her habits, whatever that habit may be. You see, we give repeatedly the statement, I'm an alcoholic, I'm an alcoholic, I'm an alcoholic, so that way we'll stay away from alcoholism. That way we'll stay away from something that is not very good for us or devastating in some way. But I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. And you'll never have a desire for alcohol. You'll never have a desire for anything that might be devastating to your nature, to your life, to your body, to your being. Concentrate on that which is your blessing, not that which you have so struggling overcome to be a change in your life, to put a new habit in motion. Who are you? Who am I? Who are we? Oh, we're the divine creator of the world. We're the divine creator of ourselves. We are the divine. You know, I love the statement Jesus made. He said, be ye perfect even as is your Father which art in heaven is. And he said, the kingdom of heaven is within each being. So we're supposed to be perfect, just like we envision God being perfect. So that's the perfection. Can you imagine? And you might use this as a great criteria. I do. Can you imagine a God, as we sometimes outside of ourselves envision a God? Can you imagine the God saying, I'm an alcoholic, so that he won't become an alcoholic? No. You see the God saying, I am master of my habit. I like me, I like me, I like me. So let's put that cause in motion for ourselves. Let's put that lifestyle in motion for ourselves. Let's be master of ourselves and realize I am what I do repeatedly, because that's what we are and that's what we do. Yeah, we've got a big job ahead of us, but it's lots of fun because it's concentrating on our life of purity and something that's already done. I love you. I love you. I love you.